Missing Sayyida Fatima Zahra. Missing Sayyida Fatima Zahra. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again to our سلسلة فيزان سيدة فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها. In this سلسلة we look into the blessed life and the blessed biography of Sayyida Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها, the dearest and most beloved daughter, the best of all creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And by looking at different aspects of her blessed life, we see what pearls of wisdom there are and what lessons there are for us to practically implement in our lives. In previous episodes, we've discussed various topics such as the greatness and the status of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, her miraculous wonders, her saintly miracles, her karamat. We've also discussed the love that she had for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and her passion and enthusiasm for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah azawajal, in today's episode, we'll be looking at the grief and sorrow that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha experienced when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam veiled himself from this world. A very emotional topic in which we will learn many things about this incident that happened in the history of Islam, when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world and the Sahaba kiram alayhi murdwan were separated from him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Before continuing with our topic, I'll share with you a virtue and blessing of reciting Durood Sharif, reciting peace and blessings upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's reported that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when Thursday comes, Allah Azza wa Jal sends angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. These angels write the names of the people who recite Durood Sharif, Salawat, peace and blessings, in abundance on the day of Thursday and the night before Friday. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we've discussed in previous episodes, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam pre-warned Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha about him veiling himself from this world sometime before this incident happened. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam whispered into her ear. She began to cry. Then the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam whispered again into her ear, and now she began to smile. And Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha requested Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha to reveal the reason why she first of all cried and then smiled. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha declined to reveal the secret of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam initially. Later on, after some time, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha informed and said that the first time the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whispered in my ear, he informed me that he would soon be veiling himself from this world and soon they would be separated. Then the next time the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw her after seeing her crying and weeping, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed her that, oh my beloved daughter, from amongst my family members, you will be the first one to join me. And this made her smile and made her happy. The scholars, they say that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to grant blessings to that illness for 18 days. During this time, the Sahaba kiram alaihi ridwan, they would visit. It's reported that on a Monday, the illness intensified. And Allah Azza wa Jal ordered Malakul Maut, the angel of death, present yourself in the court of my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and go in a beautiful form and be gentle with his blessed soul. So the angel of death came to the door of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of a Bedouin, came to the door and asked permission to enter. The reply was given, O servant of Allah, may Allah reward you for coming. The beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not well. He asked again for permission to enter the second time and the third time. Then the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you know who this is? This is the one who finishes all pleasures, the one who causes separation, the one who makes women widows, the one who makes children orphans, the one who makes houses empty, and the one who makes graveyards full. This is Malakul Maut. This is the angel of death. O angel of death, enter. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon you. The angel of death entered the blessed home of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, "Have you just come to visit, or have you come to take my soul?" The angel of death replied and said, "I have come to visit, but I have also been ordered to take your blessed soul. Allah Azza wa Jal told me not to enter without permission, and not to take out your soul without permission. If you grant permission, then fine, otherwise I will return." The beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "O angel of death, where is my beloved Jibreel alayhi salam?" The reply was given, "He's in the first heaven." Now immediately, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came into the court of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "O Jibreel, now it's time for me to leave this world. Tell me, what is in store for me from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal?" Jibreel alayhi salam said, "Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there are rows of angels waiting with folded hands, with emanating fragrance, with prayers of peace, ready to welcome your blessed soul." The beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, "Alhamdulillah, give me more glad tidings." Jibreel alayhi salam then said, "The doors of Jannah have been opened. The rivers of Jannah are flowing. Its trees are filled with fruit. The maidens of paradise have been decorated, ready to welcome your blessed soul." The best of all creation Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Alhamdulillah, give me more glad tidings, O Jibreel." Jibreel alayhi salam then said, "You are the first who will intercede, and on the day of judgment, your intercession will be the first to be accepted." Then the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again said, "Alhamdulillah." Then Jibreel alayhi salam said, "Allah Azza wa Jal has said, O my beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I have made Jannah, I have made paradise haram for all Anbiya and all other nations, all Ummahs, until you and your Ummah have entered paradise." Subhanallah. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ishq Muhabbat, Mujaddid Deen Millat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Alayhi Rahmatul Rahman, he says in Hadaiki Bakshish, "Jai na jab tak ghulam, khuld hai sab par haram. Jai na jab tak ghulam, khuld hai sab par haram. Milk to hai aapka, tum pe karoron durood." Then the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "O Jibreel, my heart is now pleased. O Malakul Maut, do what you have been ordered to do." This was that moment when mountains of grief were found in the city of Medina. The greatest calamity, the greatest difficulty ever faced by the Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan, being separated from the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And from amongst the Sahaba Kiram and the family of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was overcome with grief. She was overcome with sorrow at the separation from her beloved father Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to such an extent it's reported that she even stopped smiling. Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha, when the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam veiled himself from this world, she stopped smiling. She never smiled again, and she adopted solitude. She would stay alone and not mix with people anymore. She said, "O Father, you have accepted the call of your Lord. Now Jibreel alayhi salam will never come down again." Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, she didn't lament or scream. She expressed her emotions at being separated from her beloved father sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she shed tears. She wept. But she was not impatient. She did not lament. She did not scream. She was not impatient. And separation from the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, experiencing this and crying upon this occasion, is an act of ibadah, an act of reward. Mufti Sahib Rahimahullah, he further commentates and says that she was not impatient. Impatience would have been to scream, to object at Allah Azza wa Jalla's decision, to rip out hair or clothing. But Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha remained pure from these impermissible actions. And this is a wonderful example for us. When somebody close to us passes away, we should remember the example of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. We should remember her patience at losing the best of all creation, the purpose of all creation, her beloved father sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is permissible to shed tears. It is permissible to praise the one who has passed away. But hitting oneself, ripping out hair, making false praise, all of these things are haram. To the extent, and in one hadith, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has sent la'na, has mentioned that curse is upon such a woman who either laments, screams out loud when somebody has died. And curse of Allah Azza wa Jalla is also upon the one who listens to this. And severe punishments in the hereafter have been mentioned for such people. Mufti Sahib Rahimahullah also mentions that there are five people in the history of mankind who cried the most. Number one, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, at the separation from Jannah, when he was repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number two, Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, out of fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number three, Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, again in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number four, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, upon this occasion of being separated from her beloved father sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number five, Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu an, after the battle of Karbala, when he would remember the difficulties and the martyrdom that was faced by his respected father, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu an. It's reported that upon the passing of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu anha expressed her grief and sorrow in the following couplets of poetry. She said, ماذا على من شم تربة أحمدي أن لا يشم مدى الزمان غواليا. She said, what blame is there upon the one who smells the fragrance of the dust of the blessed resting place of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such that this person, upon smelling the dust of the resting place of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does not need to smell even the most expensive perfumes in the entire world anymore. She then said, صُبَّتْ عَلَيَّ مَصَائِبٌ لَوْ أَنَّهَا صُبَّتْ عَلَى الْأَيَّامِ سِبْنَ لَيَالِيَا. She said, such calamities and such disasters have fallen on top of me, that if such calamities and such disasters were to fall upon the days, then those days would no longer remain days, but those days would become nights. Allahu Akbar. Such grief and such sorrow that she mentioned. My dear brothers in Islam, my viewers of Madani channel, it's very important here for us to remember that when the Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam veil themselves from this world, it is not like the death of normal people. In fact, the Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam only taste death for one moment, so the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal is fulfilled. As Allah Azza wa Jal has said in the Quran, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every living being must taste death. For the fulfillment of this promise, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam also taste death. But after that one moment, after that exact moment, they are restored back to a physical and bodily life. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in a beautiful hadith, an authentic hadith found in the collections of Siha Sitta. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَا فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقُ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has made it haram, has made it forbidden for the earth to decay and decompose the blessed bodies of the Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam. فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقُ. For indeed, the Prophet of Allah, the messengers of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam are alive and they are given sustenance in their graves. This is why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat radiyallahu anhu, expressing the aqeedah which we learn from this beautiful hadith, he says, Tu zinda have Allah, Tu zinda have Allah, Meri chashme alam se chup jane wale. And he also says in another couplet, Anbiya ko bhi ajal aani hai, magar aisi ki faqat aani hai, phir usi aan ke baad unki hayat, misle sabiq wahi jismani hai. He says that the Anbiya kiram alayhi salatu wasalam must also taste death, but only for a moment. Then after that moment, they are restored back to their bodily and physical lives. Subhanallah. So now, we have firmed up our aqeedah and our belief about the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and all of the Anbiya kiram alayhi salatu wasalam being alive. The state of their grief and sorrow, it's reported that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, a great Ashiqi Rasul, when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam departed from this world, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu couldn't bear to stay in the city of Medina. So much sorrow and grief was afflicting him that he went away to Sham, he went to Syria. It's reported that after 1 year, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu saw a dream. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into his dream and said, "O Bilal, why don't you visit me anymore? O Bilal, why have you stopped meeting me? Does your heart not desire to meet me anymore?" Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, great Ashiq Rasul, he got up straight away in the middle of the night, said, "Labbaik ya Sayyidi, Labbaik, I am here, I am ready." He sat on his camel and he began traveling. He journeyed day and night until he entered the beautiful city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. He went straight to the masjid, Al-Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif, looking for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come into his dream and asked him to come and meet with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal radiallahu anhu was searching everywhere in the masjid, in the chambers, and finally he went to the blessed resting place, the blessed Rawda, the blessed grave of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you called me to meet you. Your ghulam, your servant, has come all the way from Syria. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have veiled yourself from us. We cannot see you." Having said this, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu fell unconscious. News spread in Medina that the Muazzin Rasul, the Muazzin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu anhu, has returned from Syria to the blessed land of Medina. They asked Sayyidina Bilal, "O Bilal, why don't you give the azan that you used to give in the time of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? O Bilal, why don't you remind us of that time? Why don't you give that azan that we haven't heard for so long?" Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu said, "No, I will not be able to give the azan now. Before, when I used to give the azan, I would say, 'Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.' When I would reach the part of the azan, when I would recite, 'Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah,' I would look at the place where the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting. Now, when I reach this point, when I reach this maqam in the azan, who will I look at? Please forgive me. I can't do it anymore. I can't give the azan." Some of the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan, they then had an idea. They said, "Ask Hasanain Karimain. Ask Imam Hasan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma. Ask them to request Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu to give the azan that he used to give in the time of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal radiallahu anhu will never refuse them. He is a lover of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So they were requested and they came. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu held the hand of Bilal radiallahu anhu and requested him and said, "O Bilal radiallahu anhu, give the azan, the same azan that you used to give at the time of our beloved grandfather sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu picked him up and said, "You are the blessed grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will do whatever you say. I can't bear to see you sad. Tell me whatever you want and take me wherever you want." So it's reported, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, now, after all of these months, after the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now gave azan. "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." When people heard the voice of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu giving azan, the voice of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu echoing in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara, the people start running out of their houses, from the markets and the streets, and they all gathered in the masjid. The same atmosphere, the same atmosphere from the blessed time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was created. Then, when Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu continued the azan, and he reached, "Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah," the people began to weep. The people began to cry. And they said, "Bilal is here, but where is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu recited, "Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah." And he looked at the place that he used to look at before, but he didn't see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there. He fell unconscious. It's reported that he regained consciousness after a long while. He continued weeping, and in the state of sorrow and grief, he went back and returned to the city of Sham. He went back to the land of Syria. It's reported, when the time, the final moments of the life of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu came, he was about to leave this world, his wife said, "Wa husna, oh grief, oh sorrow, my husband Bilal radiallahu anhu is about to pass away." But Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu was not sad. Now he was not grieving. Now he was not sorrowful. He said, wa taraba, oh joy, oh happiness. Ghadan alqal ahibba Muhammadan wa sahba. Now I will leave this world. I am happy because tomorrow I will meet with the beloved ones. I will meet with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his beloved companions. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's silsila, we have learnt about the incident, the background to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam veiling himself from this world, and how the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan were struck with grief and sorrow, and in particular, the grief and sorrow that afflicted Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and the rest of the Sahaba. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn that the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan were true lovers of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is why they were strong, and this is why their power was spread across the world, and they were successful in every field, because they knew that if they have love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jal will make them successful in this world and the hereafter. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu anhu says, Jaan hai ishqi Mustafa, roz fuzu kare khuda. Jaan hai ishqi Mustafa, roz fuzu kare khuda. Jisko ho dard ka maza, naze dawa uthaye kyun. Life is the love of Mustafa, may it increase forevermore. He who enjoys the pain of love, why would he look for any cure? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's important for us now to create this love in our hearts for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal enlighten our hearts with true love for his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Blessings from Sayyidah.